liquidation to continue in the beef market. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Attendees of the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Spring Conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, focused on several topics, including beef markets. Bernd Nelson, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, provided a beef market outlook during that event.
We know drought has caused a lot of supplies to get tighter, along with high input costs and, you know, inflation happening. And so all those things combining, beef prices have headed higher. And while this is happening, we have to remember that the farmer hasn't had a lot of time to recoup a lot of this through these better pricing situations. And a lot of the farmers have a burn rate. And so we've eaten into some of that equity, and we're going to see some guys struggle with that.
For consumers, for now, that means more supply now, but less later.
Exactly, and that's kind of what we mean by saying markets becoming current. So when these supplies really get into the market system, when we get into cold storage and what we have, as that dwindles, we're going to see prices start to hike eventually. And we've seen recent times where the consumer price index, beef has actually been one of the few products that has decreased in prices. And through COVID, we had that one big spike in beef prices, but other than that, they've been relatively consistent. So as this spikes, it's going to start to affect the consumer and what that means for the money that they're willing to spend on food.
Again, AFBF economist Bernd Nelson.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report